Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time with your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona. Tonight, Friday, the 11th of June, 2010. Now, I want to thank all of you for tuning in this evening, and you're going to learn a lot tonight, so be sure to have something to write with, as always, when listening to the Hour of the Time, because we're going to have a lot of models, dates, numbers for you to take down. Now, first, the contact information. If you'd like to write the Hour of the Time, you may do so by writing Hour of the Time, or HOT, H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona 85925. Again, that's Hour of the Time, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona 85925. The website, hourofthetime.com. That's hourofthetime.com. And the studio number in Arizona, 928-333-2942. That's 928-333-2942. And the studio in Canada, 613-733-4324. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to share any research materials or ask pertinent questions or send hate mail, you can do so by emailing me directly at hourofthetime@hotmail.com. That's hourofthetime@hotmail.com. Now, this evening, we've got a few announcements. I'm glad that a lot of you took us up on our research offer, free research offer, mind you, on Wednesday evening, concerning the dangerous gas masks, the deadly gas masks that are being perpetrated and sold all over the internet and airwaves out there. It is a total scam, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of you bought crap, unfortunately, and the best thing you can do for your own safety and the safety of others is just ditch it, accept it as a mistake, and move on to something more productive and safe. Now, tonight, because we want to not just show you all the bad points, but Hour of the Time isn't infotainment or bullhorn commercial screaming broadcasting like many of the so-called patriots out there. We are solution-oriented. So tonight we're going to go into what are the good alternatives for you to purchase. What types of equipment should you have? What are some of the threats and general identifiers out there in whether it be the standard old NBC has taught for years, nuclear, biological, or chemical. And also, one of the newer lingos is NBRC, and that just has radiological added in there. Now, we're going to talk about this evening so you can see where you're going to have a lot of key points to take note of. And if you email me tonight only, the 11th of June, 2010, Friday, at hourofthetime@hotmail.com, I will send you an official PDF of what it is. It's a bio and chemical agent characteristic chart, and it goes left to right, of course, as far as all your characteristics, boiling points, vapor points, symptoms, its validity, its how much contamination can it do in a given area. How much of a contagion is it? And down the left column are broke down into the major categories, which there are many in just the biological and chemical area. Now, biological and chemical get it, you know, that's a broad brush to paint with, if you will. That gets into a very huge area. I mean, if you mix mothballs and ammonia, you can make some interesting mustard-style gas, and you can make mustard gas, too, by mixing what would it be exactly? It's a corrosive, so it's an alkaline. Yeah, a caustic and an acid will also make mustard gas. Now, these are commonly available things, so you could do this by accident in your kitchen sink. Or maybe in your garage or driveway, and they could spread to neighbors due to wind patterns. Now, you probably won't be mixing, commonly that is, like mothballs and ammonia. But a caustic and acid wouldn't be that far out of reach. And what happens is, generally in accidental mixtures, is it will get in places like the P-trap underneath the sink. So remember, not everything just goes out of drain. There's a capitation there. And then when the next one is poured in behind it, that's when they mix. And the gas comes up out of the drain system. So this isn't uncommon. It happens at industrial sites, industrial plants, wrecks on highways. So it isn't all just warfare, and there's so many categories. Even if you just stick to the really common, bacteria has about 9 common categories. Rickets or rickettsia has 2, most common that is. Viruses have 3. Toxins have at least 4. Nerve agents, at least 6 common. Blister agents, at least 11 common. Blood agents, 3 common. Choking, 2 common. Vomit agents, 3 common. Incapacitating, pretty much just BZ, the one common one. Tearing agents, there's at least 8 there. So you can see what a massive list this PDF is. And that's still not all-inclusive, but this is the 99.9% of the time on purpose and accidental contamination a person would face. So email me tonight, and that'll be the good research offer. I want you to save this and study it. These are all the types of things that some of us who went through training have studied and put to memory. And then you know by the symptoms and there's other giveaway signs, colors, certain odors, then reactions that living things have immediately after you see the certain colors or odors. And then that's a good indication that all is not right in Denmark, and it's time to get out of the way quick. Move sideways, get upwind, whatever. Now, I'm going to give you some caveats also tonight, because practically speaking, you are more than likely to trade around with silver or use ammunition or garden seeds in their prospective areas, or wool and blankets or tools. In a worst case scenario, an isolation due to natural man-made disasters, a complete collapse of the economy, what have you. Just yearly weather, isolation even, and disasters. Then you are to have to use an NBC mask. In fact, in all honesty, you would more than likely have to protect yourself from the more common choking agents and vomiting agents and tearing agents than you would from the more extreme anthraxes, phosgene, sarin gas, VX, tavin, tularemia. Those are the real extreme ones, incredibly hard to actually administer because they're not really an offensive weapon to begin with. In fact, they're not weapons. Blood, blister, and nerve agents aren't weapons of mass destruction. They're area denial, get that in your head, and terror weapons. That's about it, okay? You leave the area, you almost always leave the risk, okay? So that is something that people are getting a little scared of. So you have to keep all this in mind with my recommendations this evening on what level of protection you may need. Now, if you live next to a high chemical usage or high chemical traffic point due to industry and spills and downwind contamination is a high probability due to the manufacturing maybe and where you live, then some basic respiratory protection would just be right up there with everything else. If you live out in the middle of the woods, and the worst scenario you expect facing is possibly getting through some riots and tear gas back to your homestead out in the middle of the woods, then your level of protection investment will be different. So be practical, but be honest with what you need and budget and save for it, just like the survival kits. Okay, the key fundamentals there. So have some notes, notebook, paper ready, something to write with. And after this musical break, we'll be getting into recommendations for equipment and buying, and then to some of the characteristics and generalities of blood, blister, nerve, gas, chemical, biological attacks. ladies and gentlemen. Your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona, with the Hour of the Time. And I want to thank you for tuning in this evening, Friday, the 11th of June, 2010. Tonight, part two, and unless the audience needs more info, but I'm just doing that input based on the emails. I don't think you really do. These are the only two parts. Wednesday evening and this evening for gas mask, chemical mask, etc. Getting into characteristics of the most common agents, no matter what category it was, blisters, nerve, chemical, biologicals, blood, would take a whole nother broadcast, and I'll just base that. I have all the manuals for it, so that would be easy, but I'm just going to base that on email input. Otherwise, this is the end, so if you want a couple good broadcasts for your research archives, these are a couple great options. And don't forget, the Hour of the Time is listener-supported. And the way you can do that is donate for research materials via our website, hourofthetime.com, and go to the Hot Shop. And that's a great way to support our current operation and our expansion, our speaking engagements, and getting the real truth and word and solution-oriented programming out there to people to reestablish our constitutional republic, not running around in circles, ladies and gentlemen, like so many people, unfortunately, have been trapped into doing. And I might recommend also a great item would be the Emergency First Aid DVD. Everyone should have those skills. And if you don't have them, 100% put to memory, all the most common courses from fractures to burns to resuscitation to bleeding to tourniquets to evaluation, about 22 main courses out there. If you don't have those 100% to memory, guaranteed you know them by memory, then you need to get that DVD, ladies and gentlemen. You owe it to those around you. You're supposed to be a leader, ladies and gentlemen. The sheep, they flock to the other programming out there. We need leaders. And that's what we inspire here at the Hour of the Time. So remember that. And don't forget the free offer tonight, tonight only, the biological and chemical agent characteristics. You could just email me with biochem chart, and I would be fine with that. And I'll send that off to you. It's a PDF chart. Start studying it now. This is good info. Now, when you go to look at purchasing equipment, you need to look at what type of group or protection level or scenario are you planning on having to face. So, how big is the group you're trying to protect? Are you talking about it's your responsibility to be looking out for your whole little church group? Are you a safety officer at work and your office is right next to a chlorine plant? Are you looking at just yourself? Are you wanting portability? Are you wanting whole house protection? Because those units are available too. If you're interested in that really serious equipment, email me and I can point you to whole house purification units. They're pricey. You're going to run for a huge area, room, or whole house unit, if you have your home properly sealed with weather stripping and stuff, about $2,900. So you can see how pricey that could get. But so look at your scenarios. You need to allot a budget. What can you afford? Now, don't buy something right off the bat just to get it that is going to, you know, you're going to have to improve or expand upon as soon as you get $50 more saved up in your coffee can. Because when you go to get rid of the first one, to use your new improved model that was $50 more, you're going to have to probably take a loss on selling it. So now the new upgrade has cost even more because that loss factor. There's immediate protection measures you can do in the meantime while you get proper gear for your projected scenario. You can't plan for everything. It's impossible. Fiscally impossible, in fact, and probably outright insanity, okay? You can literally waste your life trying to plan for every bad scenario. And you need to live life as well. That's why we offer good basic solutions for you that work. Now, when you look at a given unit, you need to look at, are the filters a common filter size? If you're going to go with filter, not forced air. Forced air automatically goes up. Self-contained breathing apparatus, SCBA. And forced air systems or powered air systems automatically a huge jump in price. Hundreds of dollars jump. Typically what we're thinking of is gas mask as a generic term. With a cartridge, you're going to want an externally replaceable cartridge. The old M17 gas mask, not that old. I used them in the military for years. Tens of hundreds of thousands of us did. Military around the world, police units, and to this day. But incredibly unbelievable and asinine filter design. The mask has to be completely taken off, and you have to be given in a large amount of time to change the filters. In other words, you'll die while you're trying to change filters if you're in a long-term environment because you just can't move somewhere. So think about that. Make sure your filter is the 40 millimeter standard NATO thread size. That way, no matter whether it's a 3M, a Survivair, an MSA, a K1, an Advantage, a Draeger, Ultra Elite, Scott, North, Forshida, it doesn't matter. Or a brand new NATO surplus. It's going to go on there. Okay, that is super important. That compatibility. Because that means there's more spare parts that you can stumble upon in a time of need and use. Whether it's somebody else's that fell down and knocked their head and they're dead, so you might as well take their stuff. Or it's a warehouse you stumbled upon that was a depot for some agency and they're not there and you need it and your community needs it and they're not there helping, you might take their stuff. That way you're securing unsecured equipment, in fact. So those are just things to consider. Now, drinking systems. A lot of the masks out there do not accommodate drinking while leaving the mask donned. You have to undon or take off the mask, break the seal to get a drink. On a lot of masks out there. If you're in a real bad environment, that is going to be absolutely horrible to try to do that. And if you expect, after hunker down for a long time, with a very deadly, not just an irritant, crowd control agent, anything deadly, blistering agents, nerves, bloods, all that, you need to have a mask with a drinking system. And what that allows you to do is attach a tube and a military type canteen or their proprietary civilian canteen, and it's a sealed system and allows you to attach with a tube directly to the canteen. You typically blow in it to cause positive pressure, air pressure, and the water comes in through a bite valve or mouthpiece that's inside the mask. It's built in, and that's external hose that's just simply decontaminated real easy with a wipe. Stabbed onto the secured valve of the canteen or water vessel, depending on if you go proprietary or just standard military canteen, and then you can drink water. Why? Staying safe. To me, that is the only way to go, okay? The only way to go, because the price differences for a model that has the same size range, same areas of use as far as police department use, military use, 40 millimeter threads, physical size for you, the person, small, medium, large, same ranges, and a drinking system. The difference between a drinking system and a non-drinking system mask can be as little as $5. $5 to maybe sit and change filters for maybe a long time. If you're trapped in a low-lying area, that's a basement parking area, basements of a building, underpasses, driving tunnels, subways, any of those things, because most gases settle, depending predominantly upon the time of day, but the heavy particulates, because the medium they're applied with, settle into the low-lying areas. And if you use public transport all the time, a lot of tunnelways, a lot of basement-type work because of where you are, you may be stuck in a contaminated area for quite a while before you get out. and drinking is a necessity, okay? Eating, not near as much so as drinking. Till you get out to a safe area where you can get out of the exposure zone, take your mask off, and be set and free. Okay. Now, with that in mind, there are several prestigious brands that you can trust. The MSA. MSA, for instance, has been making them for the military, including the U.S., major civilian outlets that use them in real harsh, true environments, wartime scenarios since World War I. Okay? Scott, the Scott Company, everything from tape to chemicals to paints to industrial 3M. Survive Air. Now, Survive Air is like spelled survive without the E at the end, and then just air. It's all one word, kind of a proprietary name, Survive Air. North is another. They even make the CBRNs, that's chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear, the highest basic rating you could get nowadays, in fact. And Freshita is another brand. I wouldn't go that route personally. So there's a lot of names, again, real quick for your notes. SGE, that's Sierra Golf Echo. Advantage, MSA. Scott, 3M, Survive Air, and North. Those will be your predominant manufacturers. Now, you can get, believe it or not, the bulk of the Pro Series mask and respirators out there used by emergency response teams, law enforcement, if they may have to assist with a chemical spill on a highway, not just suppressing the populace, okay? A lot of times they will more than likely use their mask in a highway wreckage of a waste or a chemical delivery diesel, then they're going to use that mask suppressing population, okay? Firefighters, almost all of theirs are NBC rated all the way, okay? Tear gas, which is nothing, to the blisters, bloods, nerves, anthraxes, all that. Now, that is something to consider because you don't have to buy from a military outfit. You don't have to buy from an outfit that only serves letterheaded agencies like police departments, government agencies, military units, etc. Okay? So you may go to a safety warehouse in your area. Just yesterday, for a friend asking for some, he's down, he's been through the courses at the conference, he knows he needs to buy this many at this level of protection with drinking for his friends and himself, and just bouncing around, I was able to, at another source of mine, find him a discount, the same model, same package, same everything, of $40 per unit times five. That's $200 savings he's going to be able to dump into a whole box full of spare filters. Okay? Now, model specific. I'm going to, because I personally am prejudiced towards the mask that have the drinking system, I'm going to only go over those this evening. Okay? There is the K1 military, as it's called. Okay? The K1 military model. Okay? That has the integrated drinking capability, the MBC canteen kit, the best out there, the drop leg carry bag, just like we use and they use today in the military. Hood accepts all the 40mm NATO threads. It's side mount. The nice thing about that is that typically if it's one like this one to the left side, most people shoot with the right. That way your stock of a rifle will sit closer to your cheek for a more natural point of aim. The downside of this mask, because I'm going to try to give you a good, honest comparison tonight. The downside of this mask is the two separate eyepiece system. If you can go the one whole face piece lens, you're going to have a lot better peripheral vision. Instead of 80%, you'll have 100%. That's the difference. And actually, the large face shield versions offer the face much more protection because that the polyethylene and the different materials used in these fog-resistant shields are much stronger to impacts and falling down, whether it's you falling down stairs, explosive rubble, shrapnel, whatever, than the butyl rubber face pieces are. So you actually even get more protection. Okay, so this K1, though, is an option. Okay, and you can get that in full kit forms. And that can run you, generally that's sold as a kit and kit only. A full military style, 10-year military spec canister, the bags, protective, the cleanse cleaners, canteen kits, the whole nine yards. Something like that will typically run you about $259, okay? And that is a bunch of stuff, though, besides pro potassium pills. It's a very good pill, a 100-day supply of potassium pills. The chemical gloves, the accessory bags, protective suits, the boot covers, the hood, on and on and on. Okay, so it's a huge kit, K1 military. I personally would avoid it. Because that prejudice, it has the drinking, but it's a two-piece eye lens system. The next one up the line that you may look at would be by SGE. Okay? SGE Sierra Golf Echo 400. And that is a trick. And there you can get a full MBC kit. That's an MBC filter. The SGE mask, you can get that as low as $159. Okay, and they have as options all the other stuff. You can get it with a hood. You can get a full system for just shy of $200 that is that, and it's the one-piece large lens with the what's typically used is xylozane, okay, chemical. It's a chemical and scratch-resistant coating, a moisture relief valve. Now, what that helps is fogging up inside. Just simply from your breath and comfort, okay? The medical-grade silicone seals, comfortable to wear, then a solid rubber with two eyes lenses, the easy change canister, 40-millimeter threads, of course, the PVC hood for protection on a spray-type environment where its droplets are coming from the air, contact agents. So now this drapes over your whole, it's over your whole head, and down over your shoulders, and the canteen kit, all for right about at $200, okay? Now, the face pieces are crazy strong. You'd be amazed at how strong they are. In fact, most of these made by SGE and Millennium, which is MSA. It's just a model, so I should say MSA, actually. And Advantage, the material they use in their shields has been tested, for instance, at 335 miles an hour, a 1-inch steel ball is launched against the face shield. Heat resistance. They can't catch fire or melt for 5 seconds of 800 degrees Celsius, which is just shy of 1,500 degrees Fahrenheit. Or they can handle 6 minutes straight of 372 degrees Fahrenheit, 200 degrees Celsius. For 6 minutes straight before they even scratch or try to start melting. So that's an incredible amount of heat if you're getting out of some burning environment they can be a resistance to. So that's a good one there, okay, is that SGE 400. Now, the next one, the SGE 400 /3, okay? Now, this, to me, is a good step up for the price. If you get a kit comparable instead of running mask, MBC hood, etc., for right around $169, now you only simply go up $5 and you get three filters. And here's the big plus. The reason for the /3 and the model number is the filter ports. Now instead of being stuck to just the left side, you have a filter port dead middle, left side, and right side. Now, on the SGE 400, it is dead middle, okay? Just so you know. So it's right there in the middle. It's a compromised situation, but a good one. It can be cumbersome, though, sometimes, depending on your activity. The SGE 400-3, you could clear your mask, hold your breath, change the filter to the other side, re-clear the mask, and now engage a different activity. If you knew you were escaping through a lot of rubble or whatnot. So for $5 difference, that is a definite upgrade. It comes with, in kit forms again, that hover right around the slightly over $200 range for NBC filter, hoods, canteens, the drinking tubes, the whole nine yards. And, mind you, of course, again, the drinking tube. But as you get into these better grades that I'm mentioning, the K1 is a little harder to get this next item with. But the 400, the 400-3 that we've covered so far, eyeglass inserts are available. So if you're one of those people that really, really have to have eyeglasses to function, that is something to look at. Eyeglasses insert, and they're inside the mask. You just take the frames. They're spring-loaded type frames, as in supported inside. So they're always in there, inside the mask, but they come out, right, to clean, obviously. You take them to your optometrist and just have lenses put in for your prescription. So that's something real good because the arms extending out from your eyeglasses will not allow the common mask to seal properly. And then you might as well not have had a mask at all, okay? So something to consider if eyeglasses are an absolute necessity for you. Now, another version out there, a model, if you will, that has the drinking, multiple sizes, NBC, same 40-millimeter threads, on and on and on, is to go to the Infinity System by SGE. All that is, ladies and gentlemen, if you see that advertised out there, is the full kit version. It's the SGE 400/3 that we talked about with that and crazy, let's shoot a 1-inch steel ball at our eye lenses for whatever reason, at 335 miles an hour. It's got all the heat resistance from melting, etc. It's got the multiple sizes, got the drinking tubes, three different positions for the filter to be on, eyeglass inserts, on and on and on. It's just they call it an infinity because you kind of get it as a whole kit always with canteens, drapes, NBC filters, all that for right around $200. Okay? So, 400-3 and the 400-3 Infinity, same mask, just some extra goodies thrown in as a package deal. So keep that in mind. Now another one, the MSA brand that we spoke of earlier. And MSA, by the way, I told you it's been around making for major people. People have to use it all the time in industrial settings and in militaries and war times. Proven in like World War I and World War II, experimentation, used in the Middle East a lot. MSA, okay? Millennium. Now, the MSA Millennium is quite a jump in price. It is offered in a wider range of sizes instead of just small to medium. Now, mind you, though, small to medium covers 95% of the population. Okay? Large is kind of the exception, really. Okay? Large size face mask. But the MSA, that's Mike Sierra Alpha, by the way, Millennium. Now, that is current. That's what the Air Force started using, clear back and tested and field proven in chemical agent warfare schools even. Clear back as far as Desert Storm. It's used by military units around the world, including many of our own police, emergency responders, the guys that got to go in and clean up the nasties when a plant breaks, leaks, does routine maintenance, what have you. That's the MSA Millennium. It's a big jump in price, like $189 jump in price, okay? Typically going to be in a full kit form only, as in bag, lens cleaning wipes, eyeglass inserts, canteens, drinking tubes, hoods, all that, all-encompassing kits. They also have the Millennium with the R, the radiological additives. So instead of NBC or CBN rating, chemical, biological, nuclear, they've also got the R, so radiological, CBRN, okay? Now, 3M makes a model, the M40. And more proper, it's by 3M, again, the manufacturer. And it has FR in the model number. So that is Foxtrot Romeo Mike 40, okay? You're going to take a big jump there again in price. This is for the meant towards the people who have to work a lot of hours all the time in hazardous environments. So there's a lot of comfort and material features that become quite expensive because it has to be on there all day, or people tend to take shortcuts and not have it on when they need it. So sometimes you're paying for that. And you've got the military M95s as well. Those are available. 225 range. You can get them surplus. You can get anything surplus. Hey, you can go on eBay and find probably every model I've mentioned tonight. You can find a ton of the Advantage lines. The Advantage 1000s, 3200s, 3100s, 4000s, on and on and on. A lot of Scott and NIOSH brands. The NIOSH M15. The military M95s. But unless, my opinion, unless you're buying it from a new source, this air filtration ranks right there with your water filters. Don't trust that they didn't abuse the mask. It's been treated not in a good manner for its maintenance and storage. Maybe it looks like new, but did they store it on the dashboard of their ambulance for the last 3 years, exposed to sun? Okay, so you don't really know what you're getting. So, yeah, you might save $50 or something, and it might be unserviceable when you receive it. So I would buy, if you're going to go on eBay or Craigslist or some route like that, I would really ensure it's coming from someone that does this as a business. Okay, a non-auction, this is what we're selling it for, because that's probably the safer bet, because they're going to have your money-back guarantees, time frames, warranties, blah, 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 okay, accompanying it. So that gives you, ladies and gentlemen, some of the very basic models that I have touched, used, trained on, that I know for a fact work and are high quality, with pros and cons. Cons like two eyepieces instead of one huge eye face shield, one position filter maybe versus two or three position filters, and all covered so far have drinking tubes, because we're going to stick to that tonight. We're not going to cover all the rest. Okay, like all the Advantage line, they're all great, but they're meant for like get in, get out, you do shift work, go in, rescue some people, come out, the next fireman goes in, comes out, next fireman goes in, comes out, in stages ran by your ingress and egress officer, incident command center, communications officers, okay? All those courses that you can partake if you really want to get into this. I've taken them. None of them have drinking systems because they are in an typically targeted towards an industry that is going to rotate shifts. And they're not going to be, hopefully, doing anything so long, generally not, that they don't have a chance to get a drink, brake seals, et cetera, in a safe area. So K1 military, typically sold as kit form only, hovers right around 210. SGE Sierra Golf Echo 400. For the $5 extra, jump on up to the 400-3. If you want a factory, brand new, installed drinking kit and all that, you don't have to buy it for an extra $32, get the SGE 403 Infinity System. Okay? It still comes out about the same, but it comes already, your tube and stuff done. It's very easy. If you have any need for PDFs, for factory PDFs for any of these models tonight, because you own one, it didn't come with a book, or you really want to read the details because you're pretty hell-bent on this given model due to research or tonight's broadcast and some research, and now you want to see specifics, I have factory model PDFs for dozens and dozens of makes, including all of them tonight. Now, that's not a free offer tonight. That's individual. You own one, you just need some help. I'll send that to you. The Millennium CBRN just has the radiological additional rating. the 3M FR Foxtrot Romeo M40 and your military M15 M95 current ones, mind you. Okay? All those are what we've covered so far. Guaranteed, you'll like them. They're going to protect you in all environments. They have drinking tubes, eye lenses, eyepiece inserts, etc., all available. Now, we're going to go to a musical break, and I'm going to cover some of the detection equipment that you may want to have. And there's also equipment out there, ladies and gentlemen, for infants that are almost like little bags with a filter that go over the whole little caddy thing you carry them in. I don't know what you call it. The car seat type deal that you see people carry around a little baby in, an infant, like almost a whole encapsulating bag. They have PET systems. You can get, for $2,000, you can get entire expandable, under 30 seconds, mind you, blow up 10 adult, mind you, person room can fit in there and be filtered environment, protected from sprays, spills, all air, all that. So there's a lot of things out there. So after this musical break, let's get into some filter recommendations and also detection equipment that you can get that is like brand new, not surplus, military equipment and first responder equipment used by the pros to detect nerves, bloods, blisters, chemical agents, etc.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, your host here, Doyle Shamley in Eager, Arizona, Friday, June 11th, 2010. Don't forget tonight's special offer, free research material for you, the Biochem Chart. Biochem Chart. That's Chem as in K-H-E-M for chemical. Email me at Hour of the Time at Hotmail for that. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget the Hour of the Time is listener supported. And just to give you an idea of how many endeavors we engage in, yesterday, a speaking engagement for 3 hours with travel, food, all out of my own pocket. Hour of the Time could not pay. Just this afternoon, before this broadcast, right now, this afternoon, 700 people. That's right, 700 people. Wish it was good. I wish we had someone to follow me around to these and run a camera. This would be great info to put out there, but oh well. And after this broadcast, I actually have to go to another one tonight still and do it again. So, and all this, 100%, has been out of my pocket. So all my little side jobs this week, in other words, have been spent out educating people. Okay? In other words, nothing's come home. Now, on to detection, ladies and gentlemen. There are a few items out there. They're easy ones used throughout the industry and the military and overseas and tested by Department of Defense that look like a badge, an ID badge or what have you, with the little clip that you just wear on a shirt that you might see a person at a store wearing or a city hall or something. Now, it's called the HAZMAT. Now, HAZMAT is a whole field endeavor, a whole school of instruction you can go to. I've done it, including the 250-hour course. HAZMAT just stands for hazardous material. It's a short name recognized throughout the world, HAZMAT. It's called the HAZMAT Smart Strip. They run about $28. They'll detect chlorine agents, pH agents, fluoride and fluorine agents, nerve agents, oxidizer agents, arsenic agents, sulfide agents, and cyanide agents. One like credit card looking thing you pin on your shirt. Or self-stick. It's the back pills, and you can stick it to an item. Get an early alert. Stick it on a doorway. Are you walking up to a chemical environment? Okay, that type of thing. That is one route. Another route used in the military to this day, used around the world, is your M8 chemical agent detection paper. Now, that's a booklet with 25 sheets, and it detects your chemical liquid agents, okay? It's a simple, very fast method, and it does the three major groups, the 99% of them used out there, chemical warfare agents. The military alone has close to 7 million of these units in use, okay? They're standard issue for tons of agencies as well, every branch of the military too. M8 chemical agent detection paper. M9 paper is a roll. There are some up and down size. The roll, you peel it off, and one side is your paper, and the flap of the box naturally separates the backing so because it's self-adhesive. And in this version, it's 10 meters long. You can tear it in strips. May put a strip around each wrist where your arms are swaying around the air and bumping into things, each ankle, on a hood of a vehicle as you're driving, and have things all over. Problem is, it's only got a 3-year shelf life. The M8 paper has, there is no shelf life on it, in other words. It sits there forever. And it's a booklet, and you dab it. So you take out one of the 25 sheets and just touch the surface. And you keep touching until you get a detection. Use a second sheet. Yep, it detected twice. We know we're bad here. G, H, and B categories of agents, okay? So there's some ups and downs of those. A roll, 30 foot long, of M9 papers, about $50, with a 3-year shelf life, so remember that. Your M8 chemical paper, a 25 count booklet, is about $25. So half the price. Not as much, ultimately, a volume of testing material, but an unlimited shelf life, okay? And they both detect the same thing. So think about that when you're thinking budget, et cetera. Now, also, you can even get the M2i6 detection kits, the normal kits used by militaries and agencies, including all the U.S. ones all over. Guaranteed shelf life of 5 years. The most widely used military detection unit in existence. It's a whole kit. Detects about every chemical, nervine, GMV, blood agents, AC and CK, all your mustards, all your Lewisites. It runs about $290. It's a hard-shelled kit. This is like for large scale, like you're doing your job for your militia group, your job for your community safety response team, your job for the church, what have you. A larger kit, not something you just give out to each person. This is where maybe it's your assigned duty. Okay? So there's two of your options. And if you're serious about any of this gear and can't find it, ask me for the source. I can give you a source to get all of this in one place. Okay? When you email me for that spreadsheet offer on biological and chemical agents tonight. Don't ask for it if you're just wanting to email me to ask for it so that you can never put it to use. If you're serious, okay? Otherwise, don't waste my time because I get a ton of emails every day. So there tonight you have several of the, from the most crude but very effective to the high-end detection units of various spectrum of masks and the pros and cons of them and things for you to look out for before purchasing. Now, I hope this helps everybody out there before you make a purchase, but depending on your scenario that you think is coming or where you live or you think you might end up in because of your work or your travels or your livelihood or lifestyle, what have you, this now will enable you to make good research, conscientious decisions. Okay, now I want to thank everybody for tuning in this evening. And this is a great show to end the week with because you have all weekend to mull over this information. And the free offer for research is available tonight and tonight only, Friday, June the 11th, 2010. And it's been, again, your host here, Doyle Shamley, in Eager, Arizona, with the Hour of the Time. We're listener-supported, ladies and gentlemen. So keep that in mind, our website, hourofthetime.com, the studio in Arizona, 928-333-2942, the studio in Canada, 613-733-4324, and my personal email for good stuff, research, questions, hate, whatever, hourofthetime@hotmail.com. And I hope all of this, ladies and gentlemen, never gets put to use by any of you, this information, but to be honest, you're probably going to have to use it, and not in the near, too far future either. Now, everyone have a safe and a studious weekend.